right, we're back. It's 8:21 as the sun shines here, 13 degrees. Thursday, April 6th edition of The Morning Show. Thank you very much for making us a part of your day, part of your morning, part of your life. Appreciate that. We continue on with another very chatty segment, our morning zoo for this week with Kathy and Tom.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sounds like you know Kathy.
Yeah, we've been. Yeah, fairly, a little familiar.
A little familiar.
You brought a special guest with you.
Brought my sister.
You brought your sister, Tammy.
Yeah.
Good morning, Tammy.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the show.
Well, thank you. I've wanted to do this for a very long time.
Tammy is an artist that I very, very, very much admire for the things that she does and your creativity and everything else that your sister has shown me. She's done a lot of bragging on you. So
I do brag on her.
It's a good thing.
Yeah.
Let's talk some business with the zoo. You got some changes coming up.
A little bit.
Okay,
yeah.
What's going on?
Well, you know, what everybody else is dealing with probably does not need to be. Twice in all the years I've been at the zoo, which has been 34 years, in all, including my zookeeping years, we've delayed the opening.
Mm-hmm.
And the first time was during the flood, and for good reason. And the second time is now. And we just believe it's going to be the best opening we can do is to delay it a little longer. And one of the big reasons for that is originally we were going to have cleanup day a week from Saturday, which is going to be a little difficult for
little
people to get down there and even, you know, what are we going to do? We're always working.
Yeah.
But for them to pitch in, and we love the cleanup day. It's so important for people to participate in that.
Mm-hmm.
And as you said, we like to feed them.
Oh, yeah.
We're Midwesterners.
Always.
And we want people to participate in that. So we've delayed the cleanup day till the 29th of April. And then we'll open May 6th. And originally, we were going to open the 22nd.
Right.
So just a little bit of white stuff on the ground. It's hard to find the leaves underneath it. But by then, we should be, you know, dried out some and things will be great. But the one good thing about the snow, and it's a little good thing, go on Facebook and look at the video of the grizzly bears when they decide when they want to go out, and you watch that video. We've had more comments. People go, oh my, that is like the funniest thing they've ever seen. So go on and take a look at that.
Okay, and they've been kind of sleeping in a little bit longer than usual.
Yeah.
This is the longest they've ever slept in on.
See, they know what to do. It's just like, no, I'm not even going to deal with this.
Absolutely. We follow our signs in nature. We'd all be sleeping still.
That's true. That is true. That is very true.
But anyway, good things ahead. And so cleanup day the 29th, zoo opening the May 6th, they'll give people a better opening.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we always have special things for our members, and they're not really being cheated by that extra 2 weeks because we'll do some nice things in the fall and make your memberships. Of course, we got a whole summer to use those memberships.
Oh, yeah.
And
you got a lot of good things planned.
Oh, man. There's a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
So we were just talking a little bit about art today.
We were.
Yeah, we are.
Here we go.
Tammy in town. And she tagged along today, but since she did, we'll talk about art
because
she's done some art classes at the zoo.
Yes, she has.
Yes, and I'm hoping to do some later this summer, too.
Okay.
When I can get over here from Wisconsin. And I hope to teach kids.
Yeah.
We're going to do some kids and animal art, stuff like that.
How are things in Wisconsin, by the way, now that I got
less
here?
Less snow than here.
Really?
Well, as of today. It's supposed to be 65 where I live.
Ugh.
And I'm only 4 hours away.
I'm jealous. So when you're teaching these kids, what kind of medium do you use when you're working with
kids? We just taught a polymer clay class with kids.
Okay.
And we did that for 3 weeks. And that's a clay you can bake in your oven, and you can buy this clay anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And they had so much fun. They did little gnome animal people. And we had it was down to instructions were step by step, you know. But I find kids want to just do their own thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and I noticed that when I taught tile art here last summer or summer before, and with alcohol inks, And they just, hey, you guys, we're going to do, you know, this animal. No, I want, okay, fine, do it. Mm-hmm. And they're just busy, busy, busy. And the thing is, with kids nowadays, they're so busy at home with doing activities, you know, the parents sign them up for or whatever, that they don't get time to sit down and actually do something like mm-hmm. that, or even a box of crayons and paper.
Sure.
You know, you don't see that much.
Did your mom get you into this, Tammy? Did Shirley kind of inspire you to
of
take the art thing and just run with it?
Run with it, definitely. Mom was always an artist. And then we had our father, too.
Right.
Who used to watch Bob Ross.
Well,
you know?
Who doesn't?
You know, he would, that was before VHS, we could tape it. So mm-hmm. he'd have it on TV upstairs and then run downstairs and do the thing and run back up and down, up and down.
I bet he never missed an episode.
No, and he even got the perm, too.
I love that, making happy little trees.
Yeah. Happy
good,
little trees.
Good stuff going on at the zoo. Like I said, so,
that
just
was our segue into you, mister. Huh? I'm not going to give up on this. We've
okay.
got an artist in residence coming to Wahpeton.
Coming this summer.
Coming to the zoo.
Yes.
It's Bill Dablo.
Right.
And we're very excited about that. Thank you for choosing the zoo for this. And thank you for our answering our invitation to do so.
Oh, well, thanks for the ideas, because you just came in here and plied me with all sorts of good ideas.
I'm surrounded by these artists today. Tell us again what you're going to be doing, and Tom will tell you which animals that he'll keep you safe from.
Oh, we're going to have fun this summer.
It's all on you, Schmaltz. Well, the number one is Tal, of course, one of your more popular residents down there. It's such a fascinating story with him, how he came to be at Jankaba Zoo, your relationship with him, and the fact that he's an artist and a musician. Both.
Absolutely.
I mean, Tal plays.
And he's got that red hair, too.
That's right. So that's going to be, there's going to be a piece done with him.
Okay.
And I'm going to be doing all of these in oils, by the way.
Oh.
So Tal's one. And then I've always been fascinated by the snow leopards down there. One of my favorite exhibits down there at the zoo. So there'll be a piece done on the snow leopards.
Something mystic about them.
There really is. And then because it's Tom and Kathy, I could not do this project and leave out tigers. Because yeah. I know with tigers how important that species is to the two of you and just your history with that. So it'll be a piece done with the tigers and finally the grizzly bears.
Yay.
Okay, so those are the four that are going to be done down there. Again, I'll do those in oil. But Kathy came to me with a great idea. Why don't you just sit down and paint with Tal? And he can paint with you. You can paint with him. And I think, well, if I can inspire humans, why not primates, right?
Other primates, yeah. You know, I never call him an animal. I have a hard time saying animal when I talk
Me
about
too.
Tal.
Me too, yeah, yeah.
And I always just say, I'll say orangutan or I'll say Tal,
mm-hmm.
But I will never say animal. I stutter over it because it doesn't feel right.
Right.
Well, and you're going to have a separate canvas and brushes for Tal
mm-hmm.
because he likes to mimic. So as he watches you, he's going to want to go over, and his might be a little more abstract than yours, but he's going to want to go over
though.
There.
He does good work, and when he gets done, it's like, you got to be kidding.
Yeah.
So how's this going to work? Because I like to mimic. I do a great Tom Schmaltz impression.
Yes, you
okay,
do.
Okay, and it's like, all right, so he likes to mimic, I like to mimic. Are we going to cancel each other out?
I don't know, it's going to be a great enrichment day.
It's going to be a great enrichment.
I hope
and,
we get a big crowd that day.
I do, yeah. too, and hopefully we can do some live stream on this, too, because I am so excited about this project, and this is going to be going on throughout the summer. So
absolutely.
Looking forward to it. And then, Tammy, with you down there, too, what an artistic place. The zoo's always had that element to it.
We've been with the Arts Council. Doing things. We've done what we do work with the North Dakota Council of the Arts. We're doing tiny printing presses this year with animals. And so we'll be talking more about that. But we're talking education, so a big shout out for zoo classes in Parks and Rec opening May 1st online. Your zoo classes, Bruce Fingerson, outstanding. We're going to have him here. His wife, Melissa, our educator, and his wife. And everything that's going on with these classes and mm-hmm. what's going on the pathways. And we're really going to be promoting that because more education on the pathways, more interaction with the staff. And but check out these classes with Bruce, and we'll be having a great, great summer.
The one thing about the pathways is the public likes it, but you don't know how it makes our day when people come up and ask you something you're passionate about,
right.
It makes you feel really good about what you're trying to do, the conservation message, and just the fun things. They don't have to come up and ask about a conservation message. They can ask about the weird, and that's why I love kids. They come up and ask you these off-the-wall questions, and it just makes you smile.
Right, right. Well, again, it's your passion and working your passion.
Absolutely.
And hey, long as I got the Hunkins girls in here with me, a shout out to Shirley, folks. If you go down there and go into the Nature Center, take a look at the artwork in there. That's your mother.
Yes.
And that's her legacy. And I just had to give a shout out to Shirley here this morning. As long as we're talking art, because again, artists inspiring artists, I love it.
My favorite memory of Shirley is she's down there painting, and a spider monkey sitting on her shoulder, stealing her paintbrushes and running around, and Shirley's running after the monkey.
Oh man, yeah. Good stuff.
She yelled at me, "Are you gonna come get Nico pretty soon?"
Good old Nico. Yeah, he inspired some good memories too.
Yeah, he was at my wedding. Thank you.
Oh, of course, of course. Folks, so great to have you in here. Tammy, Kathy, Tom, thanks for stopping by. That's our morning zoo for this Thursday edition, All Things Jankabazoo. We do it every Thursday at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed.